Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
After a rocky relationship, Rachel McFarland thought it was meant to be when she fell into the arms of a normal guy.
Daryl was just a nice guy. So mild-mannered, it was great.
But behind his seemingly ordinary demeanor was an obsessive monster.
He was just crazy, and there was nothing that was going to stop him.
And when Rachel made a new friend, they would both find themselves in a catastrophic battle for their lives.
I was in shock.
I was scared for Rachel's life. I was scared for her children.
There was blood all over the bed, and I knew that I was gonna die.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. After coming out of a difficult 3-year marriage, all 23-year-old Staff Sergeant Rachel McFarland wanted was a peaceful home in which to raise her 14-month-old son.
I was in the Air Force in Oklahoma City, and my marriage to my ex-husband was tumultuous, to say the least. So I didn't really give a whole lot of thought to dating.
So Rachel was surprised when one night in the spring of 2004, she found herself at a small party enjoying a conversation with a 25-year-old man named Daryl Wilson.
Daryl and I were talking, and I noticed that he was very soft-spoken. He seemed kind-hearted, just a nice guy.
As the two shared stories, Rachel couldn't believe how much they had in common.
We each had a child from a previous marriage.
Daughters, 7.
They were just 6 years apart. And we wore the same perfume cologne, you know, his and hers.
Would it be weird if I asked for your, like, number?
No, it's 555.
At the end of the night, Rachel felt good about the chance encounter.
I'd had a rotten couple of years, and I warmed to the idea of spending time with a guy that I thought was normal.
A few days later, Daryl called Rachel, and the two set up a movie date at her house.
I could tell he was super nervous. I thought it was pretty endearing.
Rachel learned Daryl worked at the nearby water department and had also come from a difficult marriage.
We got married pretty young.
He told me that they fought constantly, and she told him she wanted a divorce, and that crushed Daryl. I could see how much he was hurt, and I thought to myself, this is a really good guy.
Over the next year, the two continued dating, eventually introducing their children to one another.
Daryl was completely different in every respect from my previous marriage. We did normal, fun things. Daryl and I were just kind of moving along at a steady pace, and that was great.
by August 2005, the couple decided it was time to upgrade to a home where they could all live together comfortably.
I was extremely happy to see Rachel happy. And Rachel and Daryl seemed to get along just great.
Even so, there were a few hurdles to get through.
What is this?
Filling out our mortgage papers.
Daryl had declared bankruptcy, so the mortgage had to be in my name.
I should be the one providing for the family, not you.
He really disliked that. And I couldn't understand why it bothered him so much. But I think it was kind of like an affront to his manhood.
It's okay, I'll take care of it.
I operate almost entirely on logic, and Daryl was much more emotional about things. But I wasn't worried. It seemed like things were going so well.
That fall, after a year and a half together, the two exchanged vows in a private wedding ceremony.
I felt like I was walking on clouds. I believed that I couldn't possibly love anyone more than I loved him.
I was thanking God that she finally had someone that cared about her and cared about her child, and I was happy for her.
Unfortunately, after Daryl quit his job at the water department, a new side to his personality began to emerge.
Daryl really hated it, so Daryl's brother hired him on as a carpenter. Daryl knew basic carpentry, but I guess this was a lot more specialized. So Daryl would come home from work, stressed out.
When I come home, I just want a clean house.
You need to calm down.
Can you please get this cleaned up?
Yeah. It was extremely confusing because his normal persona was so gentle.
Soon, Rachel would see her dream of a peaceful home life turn into more tragedy than anyone could have possibly imagined.
He just went crazy.
I never thought my worst nightmares this would happen.
Rachel, you don't want me, you don't love me, you don't give two shits about me.
I couldn't scream because he would kill us all.
After 2 months of marriage, Rachel Wilson struggled to comprehend what had changed in her husband, Daryl.
He was so mild-mannered. And now he's just really stressed out with his new job.
I want to come home. I don't want to be tripping over toys all day.
So any negative emotion for him manifested in anger. He was like typical Jekyll and Hyde.
As the holiday season approached, Daryl's mood only got worse.
We were at my squadron Christmas ball, and he was arms crossed, scowling.
Hey, man, what's up?
People would say hi to him, and he wouldn't even acknowledge that they were speaking to him. He was incredibly rude. It was embarrassing to me.
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Can't believe I'm doing what? I'm not doing anything.
And right then, at that moment, I knew I had to make a break because I'm not going to put up with it. Not after the first marriage. I'm not doing that.
Rachel felt she had no choice but to kick Daryl out that night.
She was embarrassed. She didn't want to get another divorce, and she didn't know what to do. But that's what she thought was best.
Over the next few months, Daryl called Rachel several times to reconcile. But it wasn't until April 2006 when he actually apologized.
I'm so sorry. You were right. I was being a jerk. I miss you.
I was so incredibly happy. That really impressed me. It seemed more genuine.
Before Rachel knew it, their makeup sessions resulted in their first pregnancy. Daryl moved back in, and initially, it seemed he'd turned a new leaf.
His anger level did seem to be much more under control.
I'll take care of this.
After the birth of their daughter, Rachel was pleased when Daryl proved himself a doting new father. By 2010, life only got better for the couple when they welcomed a baby boy, and Daryl landed a federal job with the Department of Defense.
How are you?
I think he felt good. There was a big bump in pay, and then there were great benefits. It was a very happy time.
Sadly, it wouldn't last. Daryl's new job only seemed to stress him out more than ever, as he quickly reverted to his former self.
Rachel, are you stupid? This place is a mess!
Cleaning.
You clean all day, is that what you do?
Daryl's anger took an abrupt upswing.
It soon became obvious to Rachel that the marriage was over.
Every day, it was just like a pit of misery.
In 2011, after 6 years of marriage, the couple formally separated.
I know he felt as badly as I did about what a separation between us would do to the kids, but he found somewhere else to live, and we made it work. It felt so amazing with him gone.
That spring, Rachel decided to get out of the house and join one of her friends at a local nightclub, and was glad she did.
I ended up talking to this guy.
I'm Bill.
The 23-year-old introduced himself as Bill Schnittman and explained he was an Olympic trainee at the nearby facility for rowers.
We talked pretty much the rest of the night, and I was just happy to have a diversion. He was super funny and really, really cute.
Rachel thought it was just friendly flirtation, so she was shocked when Bill asked her out to lunch.
We stretched lunch into a couple of hours. I found myself like feeling kind of lighthearted and excited. He was amazing.
Bill just made Rachel feel like living life. I could see her free spirit coming back.
As Rachel and Bill grew closer, her newfound happiness was impossible to hide. And over the next year, Daryl became increasingly suspicious that she was seeing someone. Even though they planned to officially file for divorce, Daryl remained possessive of her and began calling and texting Rachel incessantly.
He would either be talking about how I was the love of his life or I was the spawn of Satan. And it struck me as really creepy and really out of character for him.
One fateful morning in August 2012, Daryl took his disturbing new behavior one step further.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I spent the night, and when Bill and I got up the next morning, we decided to take a walk. I saw Daryl charging up the front lawn. It was more just shock. Bill had never met him before, and I was scared about what Daryl's intentions were. I figured Bill just wouldn't answer the door, but he did.
In August 2012, Rachel Wilson's boyfriend Bill Schnittman came face to face for the first time with her estranged husband, Daryl.
I didn't think about running, I just did it. And I was scared about what his intentions were. Bill answered the door, and I could sort of hear them talking.
What are you doing here?
Where's Rachel?
And Bill kept telling him he needed to leave, and Daryl wouldn't.
I want to talk to her. Rachel, get out of here. Right now.
He just stood there and kept yelling.
Fuming, Daryl took off.
Bill and I both believed that he was going to go back to just being a big a-hole. He'd always been such a normal, boring guy. And we were waiting for him to go back to his normal, boring existence.
Daryl had another plan.
He started tracking me everywhere that I went. He wasn't going to work because he was tracking me around the clock. And that creeped me out bad.
You cannot be here.
When I learned Daryl was stalking her, I was scared for Rachel's life because at that point, he was not very stable.
No right to be here.
Soon, Daryl turned his anger toward Bill.
Daryl got Bill's name, and after that, he started Googling Bill. I mean, just everything there was to find about him, he found it.
And it wasn't long before Bill began receiving vulgar, threatening messages from Daryl. By December of 2012, Rachel and Bill couldn't take it anymore, and they both filed protective orders against him.
Daryl was threatening her and Bill continually, and obviously they knew that their lives were in danger and they were really trying to do whatever they could to prevent it.
While Rachel's protective order was approved on behalf of her and her children, Bill's, unfortunately, was not.
Bill would have been granted one, but he somehow made a clerical error, didn't include the right document, and that's why it was denied. But for a man to file a victim protective order against another man is highly unusual.
I was concerned that Daryl would just continue harassing them. That's not normal behavior.
Rachel and Bill also started tracking and recording Daryl's calls and messages.
You're fucking worthless! And I can't stand it! I don't have a fucking person that would do this shit to somebody! You're all that matters to me, do you not understand? I fucking hate you! I love you so much!
I was looking over my shoulder all the time. I was in such a high state of anxiousness.
Then, by the end of December, it seemed Daryl had finally come to his senses.
Daryl sent me an email and he apologized for his crazy behavior. And then he said, I should have left you alone. It took forever, but this is gonna stop. It was like I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that felt really, really good.
Rachel and Bill went to bed that night, feeling the worst was finally behind them. But they couldn't have been more wrong. In the early morning hours of December 21st, 2012, Rachel Wilson and her boyfriend Bill Schnittman were under attack.
The next thing I was aware of was shouting and gunfire. Daryl fired several shots and hit Bill twice in the hand and the shoulder.
Before Rachel could even react, Bill sprang into action despite his injuries.
Bill was fighting with Daryl at the door of the room.
Get off! Rachel, come on, come!
Nothing was making any sense. I saw Bill on the floor and I couldn't understand how he got there. And there was blood all over the bed, and I realized that my left hand had a gunshot wound in it. And then Daryl pointed the gun at Bill's head.
See what you did? Did you see what you did?
I knew, no matter what, that I couldn't scream because I couldn't let the kids wake up. if they did, I knew he would kill us all. I couldn't panic. And I knew if he wanted me dead, I was gonna die.
Get in the car right now. Sit down.
He put me in the car.
You come here, huh?
And then he'd rape me.
Take it. You take it right now.
He handed me his phone and told me to type what he dictated.
This is my last night on earth. My wife doesn't love me anymore. My happiness away. And now it's all over.
It was a very long and rambling suicide note.
Daryl made her post the note to his Facebook page. Luckily, someone who saw the message called 911. When police arrived there, they were actually in the driveway. He was holding a gun to her head.
At that moment, I thought, I'm dead. The police are here. He's going to kill me now. And instead, he said,
get out! Get out!
Suddenly, Daryl took off.
Officers quickly followed in pursuit. Meanwhile, Rachel was placed in the police cruiser.
He said 100!
I could hear over the police radio details of the chase.
He's at the overpass.
He's hit 124.
With all this chaos and all this horror around me, I was in shock. I couldn't function. And then I saw them bring Bill out on a stretcher. He was still alive. I knew that he'd made it this far. He's hurt really bad, but he's gonna be okay. And at the same time, they brought my kids out. And it was just this flood of relief. Daryl shot himself in the head. I heard that he was still alive and I thought, oh my gosh.
It was a very gruesome scene on the interstate, and trying to reason what he did, there is no reason for it. You can't explain obsession and craziness. He had a goal and there was nothing that was going to stop him.
As officers processed the crime scene, Rachel was taken to the nearest hospital while her children stayed with law enforcement.
The gunshot wound itself was pretty straightforward to repair. And then a police officer came in and told me that Daryl had died. I didn't even have time to feel anything.
Later that day, Rachel received more horrible news. Bill had also passed.
That, by far, was the absolute worst. It was worse than seeing him shot. Inside my head, I was just screaming. I don't think I'd ever felt more alone.
Rachel, she was broken. She was just devastated. She really loved Bill. She didn't know what to do without Bill.
Overcome with everything that happened, Rachel thought back to her relationship with Daryl.
There were a lot of things with Daryl that were huge red flags that I didn't give a proper weight. The fact that he was married before and it ended badly, and I knew he had experienced quite a bit of rejection in his life, and he was not able to control his emotions. And I think Daryl felt like he was being replaced by a younger, handsome man. But I didn't understand what can happen in someone when they lose control.
Today, Rachel still feels overwhelming guilt about Bill's tragic murder.
It's impossible to not constantly say to yourself, if only had I been able to get help sooner. It was eating me alive, but nothing I could have done could have saved him.
I still worry about Rachel. She is working towards being happy again, but it is going to take time.
Since Bill's death, Rachel has moved her children back to Iowa.
All of this has obviously changed me forever. There's no way it couldn't. But having the kids to focus on, that helps me a lot.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.